This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a good God. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humble ourselves. I need thy mighty hand tonight just to thank you and to praise you as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Precious Father, before we go any further, we want to recognize you in everything we say and do. We want to recognize the fact that we can't do nothing without you. Look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us right now, Lord, we just shake it off nice and put it in the sea of forgiveness. Cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, cover us with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Oh, precious Father, write down the name of Jesus. How does man Calvary's cross anoint us of clay? Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I mean, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. And we're also going to be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 6. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, the B clause of the verse says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6, it says, "For the weapon of our warfare are not fleshly, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is far." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I want to come to you tonight, give you something to consider. We want to talk about God looks at the motives of our heart. God looks at the motives of our heart. God sees the heart. Oh, yes, he does. He knows better than we do ourselves because God is our creator. He's the one that has all power in his hand. He's the one that have created us in his image, praise God. He knows us better than we do ourselves. Well, again, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow coming to you with a Providence Lisa Tebow, in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Again, we are talking about man sees your action, but God sees your motives. God looks at the motives of our heart. God can see things about you as a child of his, or as a person that no one else can see, because God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outside of a person. God can see deep things, hidden things. Believer of Christ, God is looking at that place inside of you where your mind is constantly weighing various options. Ask God to create in you a pure heart. Again, I'm going to say this again, amen. God can see within you deep things, hidden things. So as believers of Christ, God is looking at that place inside of you where your mind is constantly weighing various options. We must ask God to create in us a clean heart. Here in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, the word of God says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. God looks at the motives of our heart. He sees our heart. People of God, actions reveals a believer of Christ's spiritual maturity or lack of it. But the heart reveals our deepest intentions. Yes, it is better to be repeated. People of God, actions reveals a believer of Christ's spiritual maturity or lack of it. But the heart reveals our deepest intentions. Believer of Christ, our Creator knows you better than you know yourself. Motives does matter. People of God, one thing that separates biblical Christianity from almost every other religion is its laser-like focus on our heart. You see, our Creator, God, cares about what we do. God cares about how and why we do certain things. God is interested in those intentions that are hidden from human eyes. Intentions means a determination or plan to do a specific thing. Child of God, always remember this. God is after your heart. He looks at the motives of our heart. In the book of Psalms 100, verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. This is the A clause of the verse. God is our Creator, the maker of heaven and earth, is not just concerned with our service to him. He is also concerned with our intentions and our motivation, also with our heart. So people of God, what are your motives when it comes to you sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to those that needs to hear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Child of God, do not weaken the gospel of Jesus Christ by your mission to deliver the mail, the message, and for you not to tamper with it. Child of God, do not weaken the gospel of Jesus Christ when our mission is to deliver the mail, the message, and for us not to tamper with it. Jesus Christ doesn't want editors. He wants men and women of God who with gentle courage and humble conviction who will open their mouths to proclaim the gospel message, the good news, letting people know there is a better way. Letting people know that God is still in the soul-saving business. Even during this pandemic, God can still save. He can set free. He can deliver, cause the miraculous to happen. Because the God that we serve, he neither slumber nor sleep. God looks at the motives of our heart. You see, God alone knows the heart because he searches it. God searches the heart in order to reward a person, a believer, according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. We have to do everything as unto the Lord. Man sometimes forgets about the good deeds that you have done. But God never forgets. But he looks at the motives of our heart. He looks at the intentions that why we do what we do for him. God is, he's a good, hallelujah, he's very keen and good at what he sees and what he does. He's our ultimate judge in the end. We have to stand before him and be accountable for what we did do and what we didn't do with the gifts that he has blessed us to use for his glory. Here in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 5, it says, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will reveal, manifest the motives of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God, because God sees the heart. Yes, believers of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, it encourages us to know that God will judge justly. Therefore, judge is not our place to judge nothing before the time. See, the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 says, there's a time and a season for everything under the heaven. So don't judge, because the same judgment that you put out, it shall be judged to you again. So therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will reveal, manifest the motives of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God, because God sees the heart. People of God, God searches the heart and mind. When he examines people, God understands every motive behind every thought. Yes, you have heard this saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time. But you can't fool yourself, and you can't fool God. So God is looking for people, for those whose heart are fully committed to him. For those that is not just hardly saying one thing, and doing something else. He's looking at those that are committed, that has a confession of faith, that has a belief in their heart to do what thus says the Lord. He's looking for people whose hearts are fully committed to him, not partially, but fully, totally committed to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agreed as one. People of God, when we are totally committed to God, he'll show others, hallelujah, how important God is to us. Yes, as a born-again believer of Christ, we have the responsibility to let people know the stand that we take, that we are totally, wholly committed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. When you're totally committed and you're walking in disobedience to the commitment that you have made, then people, other believers, and even those that are in the world, they'll watch your life and they'll see if you, what you're saying is lining up with what you're doing, that your audio is lining up with your video. Hallelujah. When we are totally committed to something, we'll become passionate about it. Believers of Christ, if you are committed to something you like or love, you will commit your time and effort to it. As a child of God, God wants you to be fully committed to him so that he can strengthen you to become what he has created you to be. That's a good point to always remember, especially when you get a little bit discouraged. I'm going to repeat it. Child of God, believer of Christ, God wants you as a child of his, a follower of Jesus, to be committed to him so that God can strengthen you to become what he has created you to be. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31, those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. You see, commitment, it affects what your life will be and what your life will become. Today, our life, your life, is a sum total of your previous commitment. Yes, what we did yesterday will be a witness of what we're doing today. Because today your life, as well as mine, as believers in Christ, is the sum total of your previous commitment. So whatever you are doing today is what you have spent your time on becoming yesterday. See, today is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. This day, we want to be all that we can be for the glory of God. We want to do all that we can do that God may get the glory through our lives. We have to understand that we are the clay. He is the potter. He's shaping and molding us. He's breaking and stretching us and making us into what he wants us to be. Yes, brothers and sisters, it may get tight. It may get a little bit hallelujah, you may suffer a little bit, suffering. But without no pain, there's no gain. We have to flex our muscles of faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord while he may be found. We draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. Yes, our life has to be an open book. Our life has to be an example of what Jesus did. And we, as followers of his, should follow the pattern that he have already set. Yes, whatever you want in order to be successful in, you will have to commit time and effort to it. People of God, God will help you to become what he has created you to be. If you give him something to work with, child of God, in order to be fully committed to God, Jesus Christ has to be first in your life. Again, in order, as a believer of Christ, a child of God, in order to be fully committed to God our Father, Jesus Christ has to be first in your life. He has to be number one priority. Yes, God looks at the motives of our heart. Here we look at the book in Luke 14, chapter 14, verses 26 through 27. Word of God reads, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and even his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. So here's a criteria that is set. And when Jesus, he's talking about taking a stand for him, taking a stand for what you believe in, taking a stand of knowing the gospel, it is good news. Your love for God has to be stronger. It has to be priority in your life. Your love for God, for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, the gospel, it has to be number one. Even if your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband may want you to attend an event and it's contrary to, it's going to cause you from Bible study, or they'll cause you from missing service. God have already spoken to you to be there, or God has spoken for you to attend. Your love for him and his work and his word has to be greater than the love you have for your parents, yourself, friends, family, and friends. Your commitment to God has to be greater than your commitment to man. Yes, again, brothers and sisters of Christ, if you are fully committed to God and his work, and want to see souls saved that the kingdom of God may grow, you must put Jesus Christ, he must be first in your life. Because he is the author and finisher of our faith. He is our Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Believers of Christ, you see again, man sees our actions, but God sees our motives. One day when judgment, when the judgment of God is made and the books are open, many will be surprised by God's outlook and estimation of our character. Yes, again, God has the last word. He is the one that will do the judgment. He will be just on the judgment he gives. You see, people will realize then that God sees not as man sees, that God judges not as human being judges. God reads the heart. He watched our heart to see the motives and the intention that we are doing. God knows the motives, the action, and he realized and commends every faithful effort put forth for him. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 27, now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes an intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So people of God, just like the law of gravity, the law of sin, it operates at 100% full power all the time against us, against the believers of Christ. Yes, sure, we have been saved, sanctified, covered with the blood, forgiven, but sin is ever so rampant. Sin has gone forth throughout this land like never before. Bible says because of lawlessness, believers' heart and love for Christ, for God, will wax cold. But those that endure all the way to me shall be saved. Yes, God looks at the motives of our heart. He's worthy to be praised. All glory, praise, and honor goes to him.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We worship him because of who he is. He is God, and besides him, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful. We thank God for all those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date. We pray to them by the Holy Spirit of God that you will be blessed by the word of God. Let the anointing rest upon it. Amen. Hallelujah. So again tonight, amen, we are talking about how God looks at the motives of our heart. Man looks on the outside appearance of man, but God looks at the heart. Amen. He knows the intentions and every intentions and motives of our heart. Thank you, Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. When we look in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." So the converted mind, with all of its desire and right motives, will receive a new body, and the struggle with sin will be over. Hallelujah. As believers of Christ, Jesus is set forth as our example for us to follow. His whole life was a sacrifice of himself for the saving of the world. Jesus is our, hallelujah, he is our set example as born-again believers, because he is our way maker. He's the one that bridged the gap between God and man. He bridged the bridge between God and man. He made it possible. He became the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to come back in right standing with God the Father. Hallelujah. That is a blessing to know that we can't go to heaven unless we go through Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus gave his life for the redemption of the lost. Again, child of God, God looks at the motives of our heart. You see, God sees your heart. His approval is enough when it comes to having the right, being right, in right standing with him. It starts in us. Our heart and our minds. Our minds have to be renewed, and our heart has to be fixed. So we must get to the place in life where we can testify and say that the world is behind us and the cross is before us, because God looks at the motives of our heart. He's the maker of heaven and earth, and God is not just concerned with our service to him. He is concerned with our intentions and our motives, our motivation. He's concerned about our heart. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 2, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. The Lord weighs the motives." Yes, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the motives. So, child of God, the duty of a Christian, of a believer of Christ, is to do God's will in God's way with the right heart motive. Again, believer of Christ, the duty a Christian is to do God's will in God's way with the right heart motives. The true test of any action lies in its motives. Yes, God is more concerned about the reason of why you as his child are doing things especially for him. Sometimes we sound off to people and say, I'm doing this such and such for Christ. Well, on the outside, you may look and bring attention to yourself, but God knows if you're doing it from the heart or if you're doing it for show. Yes, sometimes people will get to a place in life where they want attention, where they want people to admire them for what they're saying and doing. Sometimes people will come to you, even in the body of Christ, even as ministers of the gospel, even in a time of witnessing to people. It will sometimes demand the minister's spotlight because they are burning inside with ambition for positional titles in order to be admired by others. They may have a motive, and their motives may be dishonest. They may have dishonesty stored up in their heart, and their misunderstanding of God's truth, which is the word of God, which can cause their words to become little more than meaningless sounds. Yes, when we look around in 2020, in this modern day ministry, it is filled and it's full of trickery types. Ministers is trying to do things to draw people. It may not be lined up with God's will. It may not have any real regards for the right motives. But they are willing as ministers of the gospel and others that proclaim to be workers. They are merchandising the ministry for their own benefit, whether it is for money, for power, or admiration, or a combination of all three. God knows your motives. He knows your intention. You may pass it by somebody, and they may applaud you, give you a pat on the back for doing what you do. But God looks at the motives of our heart. So, believer of Christ, at all times, you must strive to serve Almighty God with a pure heart, any hidden of self-serving motives or agenda. You see, when we look around ourselves, there's one person that you must always consider, and that is you as an individual. Sometimes the hardest person to examine is that person you see in the mirror. Yes, I'm talking about you and you, and also myself. Looking at the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, examine yourself to make sure that your life is in order and in alignment with God's will for your life. Here in the book of Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24, the eighth clause of the verse. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there is any wicked ways in me. Brothers and sisters of Christ, the Lord led the hallelujah, we must continue in the work of God. We must work while it is day. Because night coming when no man can work. Your prayer, as well as mine, to God should be, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Child of God, have a truly love for God should be the highest motives for serving him. Serving God out of love reflects and outshines God's glory. Because it's not about us. It's all about him. It's all about all glory, praise, and honor goes to God. God is the one that gets the glory through everything we say and do as unto him. That's why on a daily basis we must check ourselves before we wreck ourselves on a spiritual level. We must examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. Believers of Christ, when you do something out of love, the agape love of God, it is to glorify him. You will be doing something which is by definition and not by self-centered, but with God-centered. Those who love God wants to obey his desires, wants to glorify him, and wants to please him. Also to know him better than before. So Christians who realize what God has done for them in Christ may be also motivated by their deep gratitude to responding to God's service. Yet those who really realize how much they have been forgiven will respond to God in expressions of love and gratitude. You see, gratitude is a result of grace. The grace that we are experiencing now, even through this pandemic, the grace of God that he has placed upon our lives as born-again believers. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. We wasn't worth the love. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So you see, eternal significance, it speaks of desire to fulfill God's eternal, external purpose. External significance, it speaks of desire to fulfill God's eternal, external purposes. It also speaks of one's enjoyment of the eternal purpose for which we're created, for redeemed, for sanctified, for and glorified. All glory goes to God. You see, God, in his wisdom, he has placed eternity into every man and every woman. Heart. God has taught that the things done in this life affect the significance of one's rule in the future. So people of God, duty is an action that comes from a sense of commitment. Sense of commitment also to a purpose or a calling. It springs from personal conviction that are true for a higher purpose. Yes, people of God, duty is an action that comes from a sense of commitment to a purpose or a calling. Duty, it springs from a personal conviction, personal convictions that are true to a higher purpose. Commitment of duty is accompanied with love and gratitude. You see, Christ himself, he was motivated by a sense of duty and purpose. Faithfulness is always necessary in our duty, our commitment, and our calling. Yes, faithfulness is always necessary in our duty as born-again believers, in our commitment, and also in our calling. See, God looks at the motive of our heart. Motives must constantly be evaluated. We need to learn, brothers and sisters of Christ, we need to learn to align our heart to the proper godly motives in life on a daily basis. Because if we neglect godly motives in our lives, it will slowly fade in the believer's life. And it could affect our spiritual growth and desire for maturity in the Lord. God will be the final judge of one's heart's motives. Always be mindful of this, that the duty of a Christian is to do God's will in God's way with the right heart motive. God is always more concerned about the reason of why we are doing things, especially for him. God also, he will judge our motives and intents. Motives and intents are the bedrock on which our action rests. Remember, God is the one who judges our motives. God will judge us based on our faith and based on our knowledge of him and of his word. God looks at the motives of our heart. You see, God is interested in our hearts because our faith can alter our heart. Our hearts can be full of joy in spite of outward circumstances. Believers of Christ, the better we get to know God, know his heart, and his character, and also his love for us, the easier it becomes to obey him with all of our hearts. Yes, God wants us, all his children of his, to walk before him with integrity of heart and to be and to walk uprightly before him. Here in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. So, believer of Christ, our heart, not just our actions, needs to be conformed to God's will. Our obedience to God's word need to be heart-driven and heartfelt. You see, the heart of the matter is simply this. It is your heart that matters the most. Child of God, what's your life look like every day says a lot about the condition of your heart and the direction of your life. We all need biblical self-evaluation and self-inspection on a daily basis. Self-inspection should show you the condition of your heart. Again, according to Luke 6:45, what we read earlier, when you talk about fruits that is good, it reveals a good heart. And fruits that is bad, it reveals a bad heart. Jesus simply made the point that good fruits, such as love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, and self-control, come from a heart that have been changed by God. So people of God, our heart condition determines our life direction because we follow our heart. Believers of Christ, God will never allow into heaven those whose heart have not been changed by him. Bible says in Galatians 6:7-8, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he will also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So people of God, our life gives daily evidence, which shows us whether we are living in a daily relationship with Jesus. The fruit does not determine the tree, but the tree determines the fruit. Our heart condition determines our daily action. Our words most often used reveal our true character in life. Your action, your words, flows out of your heart. Well, bless God, we just thank God for the reading of his word, for his word, for us being able to minister the word tonight. We just hope and pray by the leadership of the Holy Spirit that was something that we said through the word of God have brought forth encouragement and exhortation in your life. We thank God he still sits high and look low. He's still in the soul-saving business. That's one of them. Maybe some of these sound of my words that don't know him. This is the time for you to get to know him. This is the time to get right with him, to be in right standing with him, because we never know the hour, hallelujah, the second, when our name will be called and our number will be pulled. God knows what is best. God looks at our heart. And because he looks at our heart, he keeps us, which keeps us in right standing with him. In Jesus' name we pray. We just hope and pray on something that I say that will bring encouragement to your life and to your soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Tebow or Lisa Tebow, you can write us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, you can write us, send us your prayer requests at Cedar Faith Evangelist Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Have a blessed night and weekend. We'll pray for you. I ask you to continue to say the prayer. Pray for us. Safe, blessed, fruitful night. God bless. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.